Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Mainz Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Mainz is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
This Friday,
some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
# greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago. Yeah.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Leonard Floyd, a couple of sacks and four tackles in the win over San Francisco yesterday. And Coach John Fox is seeing progress in his rookie linebacker.
We talked about his athleticism, his speed. We could have used it in every game. And really, even early in yesterday's game, we could have played a couple things a little bit better. What was impressive about Leonard was being able to put maybe a couple of not some of his better plays behind him, and I thought he responded really well in the second half.
Up next for Floyd, Fox, and the Bears, they will take on Detroit Sunday. We've got Monday Night Football on the score, as always. Our broadcast, 6:45, Jets take on the Colts. Basketball, Rajon Rondo suspended one game by the Bulls. He will serve that tonight. The suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. This is after he had an altercation, a verbal altercation, with one of the assistant coaches during the game Saturday. He did apologize for it yesterday, but he is serving that suspension tonight. Meanwhile, Doug McDermott on the path back from the concussion. He has been assigned to the D League. Baseball, as the winter meetings are happening now, there's no surprise the Cubs are moving on from Aroldis Chapman, who wants a 6-year deal. John Morosi, though, right now is reporting that the Cubs are one of the teams that have contacted the Royals about Wade Davis. John Heyman says the Nationals talking with the White Sox, and in fact, they're stepping up their conversations with them on a potential Chris Sale deal. They are talking with him this afternoon. The Boston Red Sox are also still involved, according to Heyman. There have been other moves, though. Closer Mark Melanson has a team, a 4-year contract with the Giants, and Rich Hill with the Dodgers. He stays there on a 3-year contract. College football, LSU running back Leonard Fournette has announced he will forego his senior season and enter the NFL draft. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And if you're looking for the perfect gift for any Cubs fan on your list, order a copy of the new book, Joe Madden, Party Like It's 1908, at cbschicago.com/Madden book. It is a great way to celebrate the historic 2016 season with on and off field stories of an amazing life in baseball. CBS Radio is a business partner with this book's author. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boars and Bernstein.
Baseball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Indeed, let's talk it at 3:04. Bruce Levine joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. The MLB meetings are ready for winter, and they are just south of Washington, D.C., as the teams are getting together and having some food and some drinks and talking about players. And Bruce Levine is brought to you by Napleton's Aston Martin of Chicago, second to none since 1931. What's the latest on the locals, Bruce?
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, guys. Have you ever heard of Lucas Giolito and Victor Robles?
Indeed.
Yes, from the Nationals.
They are Nationals' top prospects.
Yes. I think there's some really strong negotiations going on with Washington and the Houston Astros with the White Sox. And these are part of some of the young names in that organization with the Washington Nationals. Giolito, a right-handed pitcher, 6'6", with a power arm, and Robles, a toolsy guy that can really run. These are the top two or three picks in the Washington organization as far as top prospects. That's what the White Sox are looking for. They're looking for these combinations of players, and more importantly, guys, I believe there's an order that the White Sox are going in. That their plan, I would say, has to first and foremost be: we have to trade Chris Sale first. Then when we see the prospects, we get back to Chris Sale. We can move our other position people and maybe another pitcher or two if we want to. But we won't be able to move our other guys until we see exactly what we get back for the big fish.
What's the Nationals' plan, do you suspect, especially looking at what the future is going to be with Bryce Harper? You know, they can see what has gone on with Mike Trout and the Angels and say, look, it's one thing to have the best player in the game, but it doesn't matter if you're bad. And knowing they might lose him and might not want to pay the big premium and $500 million, whatever it's going to be, might they just say, look, we are absolutely going to push all in, and we'll go do what it takes to get McCutcheon. We'll do what it takes to get Sale, just to try to go for broke and win one with him before you lose him? Or is that not the case?
No, I think you're right, Dan. I think ownership, and you know, ownership means there's six family members of that organization that help run the thing with Mike Rizzo, and they've had to come to that decision now. They have a manager that's there to prod them on. They got a lot out of their team last year with Dusty Baker at the helm. They didn't quite get there through the Dodgers. They need to make a big move, and a big move would be Chris Sale. A big move would be Andrew McCutcheon. So I think the Washington franchise and their ownership believe that they have to try to go and win a World Series. It's a dangerous mentality. We've seen it before with teams that had young players that just said, oh, we have to win a World Series, not we want to continue to be an outstanding organization year in and year out. When you make that final move toward, we're going all in to win a World Series, there's usually a lot of disappointment that follows that.
Yeah, Bruce, if they're acting upon that type of desperation to do something within that window before Bryce Harper walks to a different team for the $500 million he's going to make, that benefits the White Sox, and it also benefits them to continue conversations with other teams to use that as leverage to maybe get one extra player or one major league right. player from the Nationals in a Chris Sale trade.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you're right on the money with that. And the question is, does Pond and Williams know when enough is enough? In other words, how far do you push it, and how well do you know those organizations and those players to feel comfortable about trading the top five pitcher in baseball, you have to say he's in the conversation.
Oh, easy. Yeah, sure.
Sure. So, and with that contract, you know, on top of it, we've talked to it ad nauseum about how great that contract is and how much that interests everybody as well. And the fact that, I've talked to a lot of scouts here at the hotel, and they've all done their homework about Sale. They've all come to the conclusion that Sale was left to be the voice of the White Sox when he wasn't really prepared to be the voice of the White Sox. He just happened to be the guy that was around the longest, and that really doesn't make you a leader. It just makes you the guy that's been around the longest. Everything else checks. He checked all the boxes on Chris Sale. They're all good. Does he get crazy? Does he get out of sorts sometimes? Sure. But do you want him pitching for you every 5 days? Do you think he's a good teammate with the other teammates? Is he going to help you win a championship? I think if you check all those boxes, the answer is yes.
There's a little bit of breaking news here, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, nor should it make you mad. The Cubs have raised their season ticket prices by nearly 20%. 19.5% increase in the average price. Increases are ranging, according to the Chicago Tribune, from 6% for upper deck reserved to 31% for infield club box seats. And they are adding many more of those.
Right, and that's a projection at this point of maybe close to $20 million in extra revenue.
What it does is it takes the club box seats from $10,000 a year to $13,000 a year with the simple math there. And, the average ticket price, and the Cubs will probably be near the highest in baseball, probably about $65. You times that by 3.3 million, see what you're going to get.
Yeah, and you know what? And I bet, and this has happened in the past, this might be the first time that nobody picks up a phone and calls in immediately to complain
about it, right?
These guys make so much money, I can't afford to go to a game anymore.
You know what? You know how these people geared this, guys? They geared it a lot by how much people were making on their tickets, selling them during the playoffs. Yep. And how the broker's value has just helped the Cubs to go ahead and increase their ticket prices, win a World Series, and not worry about the ramifications from it.
All right, Bruce, we talked about the White Sox and Chris Sale, the Nationals and Astros you mentioned. What are you hearing about the north side of town with these Cubs?
Well, they're still pursuing the young pitching, and, you know, if they'd love to get Chris Archer, it would be like extracting a couple teeth. Would you trade Chris Archer straight up for Baez?
Baez?
Yeah, see, I don't want to trade Baez.
No,
I know you don't want to, but when you're looking at Archer, who lost the most games in baseball with 19, he averages 200 innings, he averages 220 strikeouts. He's got a favorable contract that averages about $8 million for the next 5 years, and he's 28 years old. With all those things in mind, knowing that you're going to lose Arrieta, you're going to lose and want to lose John Lackey after next season, when do you start getting young in your pitching?
Yeah, the other thing, too, is that Archer, you're talking all the stuff with Sale, Archer is a really good clubhouse fit, too.
Right.
That he's, by all accounts, he's really smart, and that there's the makeup component, you know, that box is checked because we know how much the Cubs care about that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's enough for Archer in the mind of Tampa, but it's, you know, everybody has watched on the big stage now, Javier Baez, and they know at the very least he's a difference maker on offense and defense and could very well be, you know, a step or two away from being a superstar on both ends.
Well, here's what's crazy too, Bruce, is you start looking at Chris Archer's deal. As a 28-year-old next year, he makes 4.9, and then it's 6.4, 7.6, a $9 million team option in 2020. And then when he's just turning 32, it's an $11 million team option. That's like what you pay a bad middle reliever now. It's a veteran at this point. And especially in 2021 dollars, that's insane.
That's the intoxicating part of it, Dan, is the fact that if you believe in the pitcher, you believe in the quality. And the fact that the residual dollars are not going to hurt you at all, you're going to have to hurt a little bit to get a pitch like this. Again, even though he lost 19 games last year, 220 average strikeouts over the last 3 years, 205 innings average over the last 3 years. That's just the name of the game right now. What you did last year doesn't really matter. People are much more sophisticated about what they're getting in a player other than looking at what he did last season.
Oh, and look, no smart baseball person looks at pitching wins and losses now.
Right.
We have
so
many better tools to measure how good a pitcher is. He was, right. I think his fielder independent pitching was like 3.8 last year. So I'm not, that is the least of my concerns is right. Having a pitching win or loss.
You know,
either
way. You know, and then you talk about contracts though, and a guy like Javi Baez, he's arbitration eligible at 2019, and his earliest free agency is 2022.
Right.
And we're going into 2017. I mean, that's an everyday superstar, gold glove caliber fielder.
Yeah, and he automatically becomes their shortstop if he goes to Tampa. That's where the Javier Baez is going there. But this is what the Cubs are looking for. They're young, controllable pitching right now. If the season starts tomorrow, Ben Zobrist is your leadoff man against left-handed and right-handed pitching. Oh, wait a minute. He doesn't have a position to play. So how does that all work? You have Baez who's going to play every day at second. You're going to have Schwarber every day in left field. Where do the at-bats for Zobrist, who's really your only legitimate leadoff man on the team, how does he fit into the equation? So it's a tough problem to have. I think it's a good problem to have.
I wouldn't have an issue if they wanted to lead off Schwarber every once in a while.
I'm with you.
I really wouldn't. You say he's the only legit. It really, if only we're using sort of the old fashioned definition of leadoff man, if Schwarber is going to be on base, 38% of the time, I'm cool.
Sure.
Not only that, the guys behind him aren't going to, you're not going to have to worry about him scoring on a single. He's going to score on a double or a home run.
Right.
The two guys behind him. So I'm with you 100% on that. And Madden is so far outside of the box that he doesn't care what type of hitter other people think you are. If you're one of the best hitters in the league, he's going to want you to have those extra bats in 1, 2, 3 spots.
Yeah, Bruce, have you heard anything about the Cubs and Tigers and Justin Verlander?
No, I heard that. It may make sense to some people. I don't see how he fits as far as his age, his money. Certainly, he had a breakout year again after struggling, coming back a couple times. But do you really want to get involved with a 33-year-old pitcher whose power arm has come and gone over the last couple of years? I don't know if that makes sense, really.
Well, it's sure intriguing, though, because this
is,
I keep getting back to the way they're looking at their competitive calculus here and the way the context has changed, the understanding of a window within a window, and just saying, just striking as you can now, and maybe it allows you to quote unquote lose a trade in the long run if you're more likely to win the World Series next year or win a string of World Series here. It's just, this is such new territory for Cubs fans, Bruce, that it's really going to take some time to understand. You've got to look at everything differently because they've banked one. They got one. They got one for them. Right. They got one for you. And now that you don't have to cling to sort of these old relationships with players. Oh, this guy represents hope, or this guy, he could matter so much. Now it's all different.
Yeah, you're 100% right. The idea that you have money in the bank now, and you don't have to worry about looking behind you at the 108 years or proving yourself to the ownership or to anybody else. You are there, and it's up to Epstein and Hoyer to continue to step on the accelerator when they feel it's right, and to lighten up when they feel that's right. I just think young, controllable pitching is where they're going to go. But you may be right. Winning two more World Series in the next 3 years might be just what they want to do. And maybe, just maybe, they can go ahead with their other plan as well. When the dollars start picking up in 2020 and they're getting $1 million a game for all of their games on their new TV cable network, maybe it all meshes together once again.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what then with the new collective bargaining agreement and the way you're going to have that sort of old NBA style luxury repeater tax, where the Cubs are going to be then. You know, and then you are going to look at how that moves concurrently with the television deal, like where the big money is. Because right now, truth is, the revenue generation still isn't online yet. This has all happened so fast that we're not up to speed with their whole entertainment plaza and all of the stuff that they're going to own. And the fact that they just bought all of the rooftops and aren't fully invested in that business quite yet. That I'm just wondering how quickly they can get this all up to speed and then look at how they want to try to structure the deals for their controlled position players, getting out in advance of some of these contract extensions within all the permutations of the luxury tax. I don't know.
Right. You know, Scott Boras is going to come up big time into that equation with Russell and Brian. And I talked to Boras at the playoffs, and he said, you know, people like you should not report that I hold all my players back to sign contracts for 6 years until they become free agents. We sign contracts a lot quicker. If the dollars are right, and the player wants to do it, we're going to do it. And it's going to be interesting as we watch over the next 3 or 4 years how they approach the Russells, how they approach Bryant. You know, we already see that Rizzo's under contract control, a contract that he, believe me, is regretting these days, even though it made him a pretty rich young man.
I know you use that phrase. Knowing Anthony Rizzo, do you really think he's regretting it? I mean, don't you think he understood? Yeah. You really think he is?
I think, you know, not in the way of, oh, I hate the Cubs and I'm mad at them, but more so, I believed in my talent. They believed in my talent. They were smart enough to pay me $44 million for 7 years. I'm missing out on $20 to $25 million a year in the next couple of years because I'm held back. It's just human nature, Dan, that you know you're good enough to be paid something and you're not getting the money, and the guy next to you who might not be as good is making twice as much as you.
Bruce, I know we're going to be hearing a lot from you, and I know you'll pick up a phone when more news breaks from the winter meetings, so look forward to hearing from you again.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Bruce.
That's Bruce Levine, who reports on baseball, the veteran baseball reporter, who's mixing it up there with the agents and general managers, executives at the winter meetings.
You know, and I know he talked about that scenario of Chris Archer and mentioned Javi Baez, and he's not saying that that's what the conversation is straight up for it. And I, you know, I love Chris Archer, and he's got a nice positioning as far as age and contract. But and I'm not a professional scout, and they know a lot more than I do. Javi Baez to me is a special player. Chris Archer is a good young pitcher and has some potential to continue to be a pretty solid pitcher for rotation. Javi Baez has the potential to be just a phenomenal, unbelievable, undescribable type defensive player every day.
It's also before you bring up just the fundamental issue of pitching and the mercurial nature of anytime you make a move for pitching, you don't have that with a position player. You don't have the possibility that all of a sudden they could tear a labrum, that all of a sudden they're just never the same,
right?
Because the arm falls off and just the unique and unpredictable nature of throwing a baseball for a living,
like,
and what that means.
If I'm targeting untouchables on my roster, Javi Baez is one of them for me. I don't move that guy. Unless, I mean, you know, you throw a name out there that is you want Clayton Kershaw? Sure. I'll talk then with you, but I'm not doing it for Chris Archer.
So Cubs have raised season ticket prices an average of 19.5%. That's the news headline today. Of course, it's a Bears Monday, and we have talked some Bears. We will continue to do so, but also taking your phone calls on the World Champion Chicago Cubs. This is your home for World Champion Chicago Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bears beat the 49ers. Aren't you pumped? That makes a big 3 wins on the season.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegelman Golf Show. 9 a.m. to 1. We're covering the victory, but also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Lions. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for...
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Watertower, Orland Park, Chicago, Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Hard to imagine, but the College Football Playoff Committee got it right. Penn State fan, I know you're bent. I know you don't want to hear this, but Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington are the four most deserving teams. And no Big 12 honks. You don't have an argument either, at least not one that matters. So this is the one time where you can actually give the suits in the room some credit for selecting the other three teams who are going to play for the right to get hammered by Alabama. And back to you, Penn State fan. This thing actually worked out just great. Instead of crying, you should be rejoicing. Sure, you got stoned by the committee. And maybe next time you don't lose to Michigan by 39. I said 39. Or lose out of conference to a school like Pitt. But despite those two things, you still win. Because you're playing in a great game, the Rose Bowl, and you can hold on to that dream that you would have totally given Alabama a great game. Now go ahead and take care of business, or all that whining's going to look even worse. I'm Jim Rome.
This Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
Hashtag greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rant a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
Hey there, TV buddies. It's Matt Batacola. For a couple of years now, I've been telling you about the Xfinity X1 system from Comcast, and it truly is the best in home entertainment. I do love my Xfinity X1. It starts with the X1 voice remote. So easy to find anything you're looking for. Press one button, speak into the remote, and there it is on your screen. You find anything you want, and you do it in faster time. The X1 DVR, I can watch one show, record up to five others at the same time, watch them in any room of the house with a recorder there. So it's very, very simple to pick up and start watching a show from the kitchen into the living room, whatever it might be. But you have to have the X1 system. Xfinity On Demand, which is unbelievable. Thousands of TV shows and movies right at your fingertip. And the Xfinity TV app, which I absolutely love and use all the time. It's my most used app on my phone. Always on the train coming back and forth from the city. I can even access my DVR and On Demand through the Xfinity TV app. It's not just for TV. It's great. But you have to have Xfinity. And how do you make Xfinity X1 even better? Well, here it is. You add Netflix. So if you already have a subscription to Netflix, you can actually access your Netflix through X1 now. So when you pull up a TV show or you want to watch a movie, you pull it up and it asks you ways to watch. You click that button and there it is on Netflix. You have the subscription. It's right there through your X1 now, which is great because say you want to watch a movie and you didn't check Netflix first and it comes up. And maybe it's a couple bucks to rent. You want to watch it for the weekend or whatever it might be. It's right there for you already through your Netflix subscription. That's how you make X1 better, where you can now watch Netflix. And a couple great shows, if you haven't seen, I know people have talked a lot about House of Cards, and I think they've gotten through three or four seasons, maybe even more now. But it's a great way to catch up through X1. And Bloodline, which I really love with Kyle Chandler. He was the football coach from Friday Night Lights. A great show. They've gone through two seasons. That's on Netflix, and you can watch it now through X1. New customers can get started with the X1 Starter Double Play for just $89.99 a month for two full years with a two-year agreement. You'll also get stream picks included, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. But I'm telling you, you're going to love X1, so do this. Just go to Xfinity.com or call them at 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. And while you're there, ask them about other services and products that Xfinity has, and they can even help you walk you through your X1 system so you understand everything before you leave the store. That offer ends 1/31/17. You have some time, but don't wait. Do it for the holidays. X1 starter double play, only $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Call them now at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Time offer.
Wednesday night, join the Scores hockey guru Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Vinny Hinostroza from 7-8:30 at Twin Peaks in Warrenville. Come meet Vinny for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Transportation.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Tonight, the Bulls will take on the Trailblazers, and they'll do it without Rajon Rondo, who has been suspended one game by the team for conduct detrimental to the team. This is after he had an argument with one of the assistant coaches during Saturday's game. He then apologized for it yesterday. His coach, Fred Hoiberg, though, says they're all still good.
Yeah, I'll say this. Rajon, you know, as we've all said, has been great. He's been a great teammate. You know, I've enjoyed, the relationship that we've developed. And again, it's not going to change moving forward.
So Rondo will serve that suspension tonight. Doug McDermott, meanwhile, assigned to the D-League as he's trying to come back from a concussion. Winter meetings are ongoing near D.C., and the Cubs are not going to bring back Aroldis Chapman. That's not really news, but John Morosi is reporting that they've got interest and have contacted the Royals about Wade Davis. Meanwhile, The sweepstakes for Chris Sale, nobody yet has taken him, but the Nationals are meeting with the White Sox on him and apparently are stepping up their efforts, according to John Heyman, who also says the Red Sox are still involved. There have been a couple of deals already. Closer Mark Melancon, a four-year contract with the Giants. It's worth over $60 million. And $48 million in 3 years for Rich Hill to stay with the Dodgers. We've got Monday Night Football on the score tonight. Jets and Colts. And our broadcast is at 6:45. Chase what's left of 2016 in a new Acura for great deals. Hurry to your Chicagoland Acura dealers during the Acura Season of Performance sales event. Experience precision crafted performance. Go to ChicagoAcuraDealers.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings and bring your fellow fans, because they've rolled out new shareables like the Game Day Sampler, packed with traditional wings, chili queso fries, fried pickles, and cheddar cheese curds. It's perfect for game day. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
334 Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The score, no second half because it's a Bears Monday today. But of course, on this Bears Monday, we are talking at the moment about the winter meetings and the always top of mind Chicago Cubs and White Sox making news with ongoing discussions. There's been nobody to report otherwise that these talks with the Washington Nationals are very real. And there does seem to be some urgency on the part of the Nationals here to try to get something before they need to find the gross national product of a small nation to pay Bryce Harper.
Well, they're not going to. I think they've had executives say it, and obviously things can change within a couple of years. But they're preparing at this point for life without Bryce Harper after 2018.
There's some really dumb people who are showing their ass on the text line here, because Matt Abaticola didn't say that there was any realistic trade of Javier Baez for Clayton Kershaw. He was just making the point that, this notion of untouchable, if somebody calls with an offer you can't refuse, of course you would do that. And then it's just ridiculous.
Did you state that Baez would be a one-for-one trade? That's
no.
Meatball talk. What a joke. These are both from the 708, where he said, "What, maybe Chris Bryant and Javier Baez." Come on.
Right, but Bruce Levine, we just had him on last segment, brought up the idea of maybe Chris Archer and Javi Baez, some kind of package and deal involving that, and that's something I would not do. I would not be willing to part Javi Baez to get Chris Archer in return, and I called him an untouchable. But then I said, you really can't say that, because if someone comes up to you with a really dumb offer and says, hey, we really want Javi Baez, here's Clayton Kershaw, you're going to make that deal because he's one of the all-time greats.
That's called the Addison Russell trade.
Correct.
They've already been on the right side of that deal.
Right.
And the 708's like, Baez is undoubtedly the most untouchable 737 OPS guy in a year he had a 336 BABIP ever. Yeah, he didn't have a great offensive season. He was a 2.7 F-WAR player, but you got to know about him. I believe his BABIP career is .323.
Right, but
he's going to hit for a higher batting average of balls in play because of the way the ball comes off his bat.
Right, and the dude's glove is beyond special,
and his base running,
it's unreal.
Versatility,
and just as you coined it this year, just those routine plays that aren't routine, but they are for that guy. It's just insane.
The mundane baseball amazement.
Right.
415 texter. Non-snarky question, guys. Baez's career OPS plus of 84. His weighted runs created plus of
83.
His chase percentage of 41.4%. And John Smoltz's question of why would anyone ever throw Baez anything other than a breaking ball, that doesn't deter any untouchable status from you? Look, he's got to be a better hitter.
Right.
In my world, he has to become a better hitter. Now, the good news is we did see some, before he slipped back at the end of the postseason.
We absolutely saw
before
growth.
Before he regressed.
Correct.
We definitely saw a real professional approach.
See, because here's the thing. I think with a professional hitting coach and a major league level, you can develop and create discipline for yourself at the plate. No one can teach that guy what he does in the field. You don't. Either you have that, or you don't.
So Manny Ramirez will continue to work with him and hitting approach.
Now, players can become below average to average fielders. They can work on their footwork and their placements and understanding. And some guys need to work harder off the field in order to get better on the field. Javi Baez has got a special glove and a special set of skills in the field that you can't teach and or create.
You know what I love, though? Even the angry texts are using OPS, batting average of balls in play.
So we're creating smarter, dumb people?
No, at least the second one wasn't. But I know the first guy wasn't dumb. He was just, you know, just sort of snarky about it. But look at that. We've gotten somewhere.
Right.
I think it says something. When somebody firing off an angry text is using weighted runs created plus and OPS plus and chase percentage, and that warms the cockles of
my
heart.
That makes you feel better about yourself?
Just in general.
No, that's good.
Makes me feel better about baseball. I think that's great. You know, that's fun. Michael in Rockford is on the score.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Bring Dan down from his high, please.
Yeah, I was actually, you know, feeling good about baseball talk on the station.
Well, actually, I almost forgot the Bears played yesterday, but I was going to say, I heard you guys talking about Schwarber. I just kind of want to chime in.
Sure.
The big question I've had is, what are we going to do with this guy? And that's the question everyone's had, but it's like, I feel like defense, just Hayward proved it, is almost as valuable as a good solid bat in the lineup. But I know that we don't want to just trade him for nothing. And we can probably hang on to him and maybe play him now and then. But my big thing is, are we going to try to catch him maybe
no.
once every four or five pitchers? Like, Hendricks doesn't really get wild.
What I heard about it moving forward into the season is that they feel, I don't know if this has changed or how accurate it is, but they feel he can maybe catch 30 or 35 games. I don't see it, but again, I'm going to defer to the experts and the people that know a lot more and are around the guy and their evaluation of what he can do. And it's not a matter, Michael, of keeping the guy around and playing him once in a while. If the guy's on your roster, you get that bat in there
every day,
absolutely as much as possible, period.
That's what he does for you, and you let him do it.
And, you know, I think Moises Alou, and he was signed with the Padres organization a couple of years ago.
Moises Alou?
Yeah.
What about him?
And I don't know if that's accurate still, if he's still... I know Alou and Mark Pryor were, like, minor league roving instructors.
Okay.
And he apparently, he must be at the winter meetings because our guy Scott Miller tweeted out, someone asked a question of Moises Alou.
Oh no, is this going to make me throw up?
Yeah, I'm going to change the good feeling you had.
Seriously?
He was asked that if the Cubs brought Bartman back to Wrigley Field, would he want to go too if he got invited? And he said, absolutely, why wouldn't he want to meet Bartman?
What? Who's asking that?
I don't know.
Why? Make it stop, please. No. Please make it
I'm
stop.
Always going to keep that in my back pocket when you're feeling good about the texters.
Appreciate it. Taking the fun out of baseball talk. That's usually my job. We will be joined
at the fun out of everything.
Top of the hour by Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports. We will recap the weekend in the NFL.
Can I share something next
getting
segment?
Exciting. Sure.
Yeah, from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Greg Bishop wrote a really cool piece about he followed four players and their recovery from a Sunday NFL game. And what it takes to get back to playing 6 days later.
So you mean not from injury?
Not from injury. This is just a regular. And I want to read a couple paragraphs from what he wrote. It's a really interesting column, and I want to share that next. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It is also
makes you feel bad.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, makes you feel bad.
And you realize why you should never begrudge an NFL player for making every last possible dollar. And I haven't even read it yet, but I know how it's going to make people feel. Good, we'll do that next on The Score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented in part by Ghost Pet.
This Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
# greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
great deals, up to 50% off select floor models.
No, I was driving to the gym today, and I drive past several mattress firms, and I looked in one, and I saw somebody in there. I was stopped at a red light, and I look in.
They were laying down on the mattress.
Yep. I saw a guy. He sat down, and then he just sort of flopped back, and I couldn't see if it was a Tempur-Pedic or not, but I would be willing to bet that that was somebody who had heard us talk about it and said, yep, I finally got a little bit of time. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to check out the Tempur-Pedic because some of these deals are just too good.
Yeah, not only that, but you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years during the year-end closeout sale. So maybe you've looked at those Tempur-Pedic breezes like we have, and you said, God, it's just a whole lot of money. But not when you break it down by month and break it down by day and what you're spending to sleep on that wonderful mattress every night.
That's what you have to think about. Don't think about the total price tag, because once you're lying on there and then you realize, well, wait, if it's interest-free for 5 years, the question is, per day, if somebody told you tonight you can sleep on this mattress for X, and your answer is going to be yes, if you're actually able, and I'm terrible at math, but I could bring a calculator with me or have my kids do it for me. And that's the answer, because sleep matters. How you feel in the morning matters. How easily you get to sleep matters. It makes your life better, and Mattress Firm can make your life better. That's why they say what they say at the end of these spots.
And if that's not good enough for you, listen to this. 50% savings on select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, and Hampton and Rhodes floor models. So go in and check them out, and you could save 50%. It's a great opportunity to get a new mattress at the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm. So here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you. Get in there and let the sleep experts help you. They will find the best mattress for your sleep style. Do it during the year-end closeout. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, football's 11 guys doing stuff.
That's as good a description of football as there is. 11 guys doing stuff. Bears are doing work yesterday, not just doing stuff. And you beat a bottom feeder who just really, that team didn't look like they wanted to play. I thought Matt Bowen, if you heard him earlier.
He described it perfectly.
Yeah, I think he was being very, very kind when he said that they had some maximum effort issues.
Yeah.
That they didn't look like that was a team playing as hard as it possibly can. And you know that when you see it. And sometimes it's because they know the coach is gone. I remember many years ago when in the early days of the Baltimore Ravens, and they still had old Ted Marchibroda, and he was just dead coach walking. And that was that might have been one of those crazy, like, James Allen 120-yard games. I mean, people are going, this guy's the next Walter Payton. and you just saw it. You just saw guys not watch the receivers on the other side of a play not finishing routes, guys not really blocking downfield, and they just kind of, you see them pack it in early, and that's what you felt.
It was bear weather. Bear weather got them. That's what happened.
That was
bear weather. All right, this is Greg Bishop from Sports Illustrated. He says, it's 9:35 on a Monday morning in mid-November, 10 weeks into another NFL season, and 20 hours after Jaguars receiver Allen Robinson played 67 snaps against the Texans.
This is a young player. This is a young, somewhat you could describe as a star player. I mean, a really good receiver.
Robinson lies face down on a massage table. His eyes are closed as one masseuse leans an elbow into his right hamstring, careful to avoid the four suction cups affixed there. And another works Robinson's neck with both hands, causing him to grimace. Does that hurt? She asks. A little, he says. Normal pain. 90 minutes earlier, Robinson awoke on the 21st floor of his waterfront condominium, surveyed the physical wreckage of another Sunday afternoon. Other than some fresh bruises, he said he felt fine, which meant a sore neck, tired legs, and a bulky hamstring. On a pain scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being extreme, Robinson started his morning at a 5. This late in the season, that's basically healthy. Every NFL player, he says, is injured. It's only a matter of what degree. Even a 23-year-old wideout like Robinson with a Pro Bowl appearance and a $3.5 million contract hates Mondays. You think you've worked a hangover over the weekend?
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Robinson sprinted.
Movie reference.
Nearly 1,400 yards against Houston. While being pushed, wrestled, tackled, muscled, and twisted by defenders, he gained 107 receiving yards and scored a touchdown in a loss that dropped Jacksonville to 2-7. The next morning, he climbs out of bed and drove 8 minutes to Everbank Field. His pain at once normal and extreme. There's no time to sulk about another loss. Robinson has 2 days to heal enough to practice before taking on the Lions 6 days later.
Yeah, but does that really surprise anybody? That he's been in the equivalent of a car accident and keeps getting in the equivalent of a car accident every week, right?
Right, and that's what they do.
Yes, that's what they get paid to do.
And then
because they want to.
It finishes off. Robinson's Monday goal is simple: to feel human again.
Ugh.
Now that was the line right there. Now the other stuff was expected, but that was the line that his goal, just as an NFL player, is just to feel human again. That's terrible. And then now think about that. Think about hearing that about how Monday he's at a 5. Now if 10's extreme, 5's pretty bad. All right, if 10's extreme pain, 5's pretty bad. And that's typical for a Monday morning.
I have been now, at Halas Hall on Mondays. When you see these guys dragging, guys who were fine when you saw them in the postgame locker room, you know, yucking it up, getting ready to go out to dinner, the whole thing. And then you see the same guy the next day, drag like in a boot or with a crutch.
Right.
And you say, hey, what's
You're
up?
Talking 15, 18 hours later.
Right. And you all right?
Yeah.
And that's what all right means. You know, I'm alive.
Right. Now, just keep in mind, his goal on Monday is just to feel human again. Now, take that Sunday game, and then you take that Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then play again on Thursday.
That's why it looks like it does.
It's terrible.
That's why it looks like
it's
it does.
It's absolutely terrible. That they don't even feel like close to themselves. And they're not going to get close during the regular season. But whatever close is to feeling normal during a football season. They don't even reach that point till Wednesday, maybe Thursday. And you're talking about playing a game already.
What people don't get when the NFL and players and the union reps, et cetera, the league debates chronic pain control, and you look at what opiates have done, that opiates mask pain. And whether these guys who are crushing up OxyContin or taking handfuls of Vicodin or what's the other one, Norco, and they're for a while, everybody loved the Toradol shots,
right,
which are a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, really powerful one. And you look at the guys who end up with kidney problems and liver problems because of taking so many of these of the non-steroidal drugs and the opiates. That's why anything that marijuana might do, you know, Steve Kerr sort of waded into the mix with the horrible pain that he's been having with his back and spinal problems. But that's why it's meaningful. It's not just, ooh, my arm hurts. It's about that feeling human again, the way he put that. That's a really vivid
phrase. Right. No, it was
phrase.
Great.
That's a really evocative phrase. But when they're talking about anything for chronic pain management, that's because they're killing themselves out there. It's real to them, and you see it in their eyes when you talk to former players about, you know, I'm never going to be right, this is the new normal, et cetera. And these are some unbelievably tough guys who deal with issues for the rest of their lives, even guys who've only played 3-4 years. You know, talk to Johnny Knox, and that's just an acute single hit as opposed to everything that has accrued over the years. And they say the same kinds of things. They want to be able to give their baby a bath and get on their knees,
right?
On
just to do simple things that we don't even think twice about, right?
Be able to get in and out of a chair normally, or up and down stairs normally, play with their kid, that kind of thing. So I always take it seriously when they start talking about chronic pain management. I don't know if people realize exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, that really struck me, that one line, that his goal for Mondays is just to feel human again. That really hit me. That was Greg Bishop from Sports Illustrated. If you're on Twitter, I just retweeted it. You can read the whole article. It was really worth the read.
You know, 773 is angry, of course. Overdramatic! If you were talking about a linebacker, a running back, a defensive end, sure. Wide receiver, defensive back, give me a break. Well, it depends how and when they're hit and how often. You talked about how much he ran and how many hits that
he ran 1,400 yards.
Mm-hmm. And is hit while doing it.
Right. Repeat the entire time.
All right. Give me a break. Okay, fine. We will talk with Eric Edholm about football next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDL A drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
You even have to go out of your way because we're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them The Scores.
Dating back to 1885 is the founding franchise of Major Soft Drinks. Dr. Pepper continues to provide a delicious good one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th.
and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet, the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool.
Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
This Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company prop.